Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 166, and in the real time, there's Holland versus Argentina having extra time, and was praying, please don't let it be extra time, let's just do this, because like Lawrence and Hall and the Oats, I'm off tomorrow and I may be some time into the cold, so I want this done quicker rather than later so I can get a good night's kip. It's a special one because of the Mind campaign, and also a huge thanks to everyone who's supporting the mag this week. Not to make it a dreary because it's Christmas, but we've had a perfect storm of stuff happening in the last month, including Apple changing their total rules for the app. So that's been one nightmare. And we have part of Red News, about 20% of Red News being saved, down to a Leeds fan who showed some Christmas spirit and saved the day, literally, because it looked like we were on a slippery slope. So thanks to everyone who's ordered. Right, not to go all Pete and Dudley Moore, but I've been thinking, lads, during the World Cup. I've had one drink in 19 days, and this has given me time to think during the World Cup. Now, we've mentioned why we're against it, but I've enjoyed watching it. But two things. Tactics. Now, Nick is big on his NFL nonsense, but you see about 100 different moves during a game. Why is football like, I've got plan A, and then if that doesn't work, we've got plan B. And I was thinking, why isn't there 100 plans? Like, a footballer's that not clever that they can't say, if it's going tits up like City the other year, after 10 minutes, we'll revert to a different change. And it's like, well, I've got plan B for later on in the game. And I thought, football should be so modern that a team could play 6 or 7 different matches in one game. Like Van Gaal tonight. Right, the other thought, Pete, Dud, was you have all these coaches. Why does no one coach substitutes? So, I was thinking this during the group stages. So you should have a coach. Like, all they do is just run on the spot. You should be saying, like, this is the tactics. All hail America. All hail the Americans. They had a coach. After I'd thought this, they had a coach on the line for their game, and he was doing tactics with them. I thought, we just have like them running up and down on the spot, doing fuck all. Coach the players. So these are my thinking. So A, I need to get back to United. B, I need a beer. And C, shut up. So we're joined. Kieran has entered professionalism because he always offers for the Christmas ones, because we want this to be a bit more professional from the shambolic mess we usually are, as you can see. Well, if you can't see, I've got a Trading Places Santa hat and I look like Trading Places right at the end, disheveled mess. And he's offered more professionalism in about 30 minutes than we've had on this podcast in 13 years. So hello, Kieran. And we've got Shane, Coggy, Ben trying to get on. Nathan's gone downhill because I've made him run for them the charity all week. So he's now caught the bubonic plague. And Nick, who's back for Play Your Caps, right? Plastic sheets at Box Park, what's that all about? Whatever happened to luncheon vouchers? Do you remember luncheon vouchers? And do you remember, Coggy will remember this, in the old days at Old Trafford, you get bomb alerts, and there'd be a little red light that goes, there might be a bomb warning, you can leave if you want. And most people stayed. What's that all about? Can you imagine that now? Well, Bournemouth, what was that all about? Right, who's to first? Shane, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I must admit, of all of that monologue, luncheon vouchers was the only bit that I really understood and could relate to. The bomb alerts bit, I guess, a bit as well. But yeah, I remember luncheon vouchers. I used to, like, my mum's company where she worked had them, and she used to give them to me to sort of like get by, buying a few. I used to work in Holborn in London, for those that know. But yeah.
I'm sweating in my Santa hat. It's got to come off. I think most of the scams ever done at work were done through luncheon vouchers. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck? They never actually bought lunch. They were traded like Panini stickers. You been all right, though?
Yeah, I'm all good. I've got a bit of a cold. But yeah, I'm kind of like quite smug that I feel quite smug that I could just reach out in a minute and get a beer. And I've done my little bit of cycle and what have you.
How many did you do in the end, tell everyone?
70k, not the furthest, but it was like it was off road and it was muddy and cold, and it was along some of the coast. No, but yeah, it was quite enjoyable. So yeah, hopefully a walk and next
I'm
one
scared. Go well tomorrow. I'm scared, Shane, actually, because the most I've done is 28K, which was last year. I've done 20 in San Sebastian with you, but I did 10 the other week and I wasn't. And I've done a couple of 10s, but it's like, oh, it's cold. God. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
But it was nice. Like, it was nice as well, the fact that during the, you know, as you're going, you can see people sponsoring that. So, yeah, it was nice to see that.
No,
so,
it's lovely. Yeah, it's really important, you know, like not to, I don't want to like just, but that you'll know Just Giving, Barney Rednews, and I know times are hard and it's fucking crazy at the moment. So if anyone can donate and if anyone's feeling, please come up for Burnley. I know, like, I've been up and down and I'm sure everyone has been. But if you can, Shane, can you come on board my, I love 7 p.m. kickoff, so that should be the norm now for every game ever played, because it gives you time for a beer after. You can, if you go into the game, you're going to go to the game anyway. 7 p.m. is the way forward.
So what's kicking off at 7 p.m. It's not Burnley. It's not 7 p.m. is it?
No, the World Cup's kicked off at 7. You know, thing that's just ain't happening for the last month.
Yeah, I haven't been watching much of it. I kind of said I was going to boycott the whole thing, but I have sneaked a couple of bits. And, you know, 7's not great for me because it's a bit too early to get home from work. By the time I get home from work, it's like, you know, I've kind of missed the start of it. So you panicked me there. I thought there was going to be some stupid kickoff for Burnley and I hadn't sort of factored that in.
Your train gets in late. Right, yeah. I'm going to go to Nick, who's scouted for me to part B. We've got a plan B. We've also got other plans. Plan A is, again, thinking, they said Gakpo, he's not really a striker. Everyone who's a striker is not really a striker these days. So it got me thinking again. I've done a lot of thinking again. Lee Grant has replaced with, is that because of Barcelona? And the generations that have come now are so obsessed with tiki-taka and not being a striker. What's happened to the art of being a striker? Just a fucking striker.
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I don't know.
Well, you've scouted. You've done some scouting, haven't you, today?
Do you want that now?
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. I have theme music prepared.
Oh, go on. What, theme? Not play your caps, right?
Oh, no, I've got theme music for that as well. This is Nick's top 5 tips. I've made notes. I've done proper scouting.
I'm so happy we're 10 minutes in and we haven't done an edit yet.
Well, you ready? Okay. So here we go. At number 5, Gonçalo Ramos, the famous World Cup hat-trick from the other day. He's notched 9 goals in 11 league games for Benfica. But take it with a pinch of salt, though, because Victor Lindelof also looked good in that league. Wouldn't it be funny to replace Ronaldo for club and country with the same player? At number 4, we've got Dusan Vlahovic, the Juventus forward. Notched 57 goals in 123 appearances for Serie A. But Juventus are on the verge of another scandal and of a relegation down to potentially Serie C. Business to be done. Another Serbian that will fucking murder you. At number 3, we've got Jonathan David. The Lille Canadian man has notched 37 in 90 games, including a Farmers League medal as well of League One. But will the Glazers buy a player of a different nationality just to catapult to their commercial markets? We'll let you decide. At number 2, potentially the best player on the list, we've got Victor Osimhen. The Napoli Nigerian has been strongly linked with a move to United. But with Napoli 10 points clear in Serie A and with a bye in the next round of the Champions League against the mediocre Frankfurt side, would he be just coming for the money? When have United ever done that? And at number 1, on another loan, everyone's favourite Smiley Cutie Pie returns on another shot loan. He's been smashing in the goals in the Saudi League with 18 in 26 games for Al-Shabaab. But will United get back Odion Ighalo on loan? Yet, let's be honest, you can all see it farcically happening. And that concludes Nick's top 5 tips of scouting January.
Fucking 2 things well done. From that. Your voice got deeper, which was a bit disconcerting.
That's
and
the
B,
top of the boxing, that's B what
was that, was that a script? Did you actually write that out? Auto cue?
Yeah, I wrote it out. Yeah, this afternoon. Yeah, you said you wanted to do top 5 and scout it, and I it.
Nick, you should have said it was off the top of my head. He wanted to know.
That made me laugh. I wrote that this afternoon. I've been cackling for a good 3 hours at that. I thought it was hilarious.
I love Nick cackling at his own joke.
I feel a bit overwhelmed by that.
That's one word for it, Shane, and it's not the word I was thinking.
Wait till we've got his bloody game. If you think that was bad,
yeah. I don't think I like a fridge magnet, but I don't think I've ever seen that many fridge magnets before.
Have you not?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've been to 55 countries, so there should be 55 on there.
if we are releasing a video for this, there isn't anything that identifies you apart from being a sad bastard on that fridge, is there? There's no addresses or anything like that. But I will say, you know, I'm a bit of a Luddite and not very educated on the finances, apart from knowing they're doom laden. But speaking to three different people and obviously toeing the water, the figures released yesterday were an absolute disaster. And United are gone from treading water to slipping badly under, so that hence we know why the sales put into motion suddenly, as I say, from August, people saying no to possibly 6 billion to Joel's considering he wants out. There's no money, so they know that the shit's going to hit the fan if everyone goes, well, where's the development? Where's the development plans? If the Saudis backed out from an investment because they wouldn't get any say, so. It puts an interesting perspective is, though, because any due diligence will be done. They'll get to see the figures and the next 3 months will have no World Cup. So you can see why they're fucking doing everything they can to shift members' tickets. Oh, yeah, that's the amount they've always done for ridiculous amounts. But will it affect things? It's fascinating times. But the point that we pointed out for 17 years, and I'm not meaning to do, but we have done this every mag, is I thought it would come a bit earlier than this, but we warned the chickens will come home to roost. And the figures, if you look at them, and if someone spells them out like they do to me, they're terrible. So, Coggy, you went on last time. Hello, Ronaldo and the Glazers.
Yeah, I mean, Glazers first. I was a bit of a cynic when it came out and said they're interested in selling. I just thought it was just another thing to keep people quiet for a period of time. But based on what's happened since and what you've just said, it looks like they want to get out as quickly as possible. I was staying at a hotel in New York the other day, and I was told that one of the Glazers was there, but nobody would tell me where he was, sadly. But yeah, apparently he was in New York. As for Ronaldo, I'm glad he's leaving or he's left, but the guy's got what he wanted. You know, it was engineered by Glazer using that twat Piers Morgan, and he's got exactly what he wants. But at the end of the day, I think the club would be better off without him. But we've got to go out and find a striker because we haven't got a natural goal scorer, and that worries me for the second half of the season.
The only thing I can see is a loan, but unless it is a goal, I mean, who, unless you're fishing around in that second pool, are we going to get? And it does, you know, like things like this don't affect. I'm not saying the staff, as I've spoken to, the nice, you know, there's so many decent ones, are absolutely delighted. They do see this as an opportunity of a nearer era where they can show the nicer side a lot more often and they're not being warned about costs and all that. But there is that, what does happen though? You know, like, and I hope that the Arnolds and that are booted out and we'll, as I said, we'll deal with tomorrow. But it does create an uncertainty. A Ten Hag would probably wish for the aftermath of what comes next, but it becomes an uncomfortable. If they're not taking a dividend, as I said, that's see-through as amoeba. They're just, A, they don't want that money taken out while they're trying to sell. And B, if you're about to get 3 or 4 billion between six of you, taking fucking 15 million suddenly doesn't matter. The long game for them is now. But it's unseemly. On anyone, have we got anything more? Kieran, do you want? But Ronaldo, I was surprised that Portugal dropped Ronaldo. I didn't think they'd do that.
Can I just say, just before Kieran answers, sorry, Kieran, that your bit about the 7 o'clock kickoffs. I've been in two time zones during the World Cup. One of them, it was 11, the 7 o'clock here was 11 o'clock there, and that's a bloody pain in the arse. And then the other one was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't agree with your 2 o'clock kickoff.
Well, no, nor does Shane, but I thought I'd have everyone involved. Right, Kieran, do you
make it from work?
Oh, God.
Still be working. I could only just take a bloody
but think of all those beers after. Kieran, do you have anything to add on Ronaldo?
Yeah, well, I mean, hi, lads, first of all. I feel a bit like Poochie or something in The Simpsons where they throw one in late on and it'll be deeply unpopular, so we'll see. I mean, I was delighted to see Ronaldo go. I, to be perfectly honest, even during his first stint, there were periods where I deeply disliked him. I thought the vanity and the narcissism was not really what I want to see in the best United players. It's not what I see in Keane or Cantona or whoever it might be over the years, Charlton, etc. So I was happy that sideshow's finished, really. And just on the point of, as you were saying, Bonnie, I was very surprised that Santos had the the stones really to drop him for that game, because I mean that was a big decision, and obviously it's completely been vindicated by Nick's scouting report. But
it shows how, like, when he stormed off petulantly, whatever you want to call it, off, you know, they're through to the quarterfinals and no one was giving Portugal much of a chance, that he's taking this so bad. He's taking it to the logical smacked ass conclusion. I mean, like, for him to be even considering Saudi, even if they're offering more ridiculous amount of money than the Glazers have ever potted, it's just, isn't that beneath him? Like, have some dignity and think, where could I actually go that I'd have fun, score bucket loads still? If it's even like, you know, I don't know, some league somewhere, but like, it didn't have to be like this. And this probably is what he is. It's the end result. His personality is such a narcissist that you see what that is when it's not going his way. And I think we've done, you know, we've,
yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you essentially you kind of paint yourself into a corner to one degree or another. Like, you, if you don't admit when your body is starting to turn against you, and anyone could have seen that over the last 18 months, really, particularly with United, that he wasn't the player he was. But, you know, and to be honest, I do get that he's obsessed with this Champions League goal record, and you can say what you like about that. But I guess in the absence of that, maybe he does just think, oh, fuck it, I'll make 250 million.
Yeah, or maybe the clubs that he was expecting to come in for him haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Bayern were sniffing, and then they just got blown away by that he still wanted that amount, you know, like, take him for 2 years and you're only going to take him for a year. But Kieran, as someone whose body gave up on them in their 20s, I'm just, both him and Messi are like such freaks of nature. Just think, they're not human. Right. Hates of the week, I'm going to go. My first is me always. I'm going to go for, you know what pisses me off? There's a cost of living crisis. Everyone's feeling it. You know, it's not a particularly impressive time for the UK at the moment. And then I'd switch on the news, and I'm trying to avoid the news, but when I have it on quickly in the morning, and they're talking about the World Cup. And sometimes it's not even the England false, you know, like, let's join Dermot or let's join Philip Schofield to talk England. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning and they're not going about the real things. They're going, and Holland have played Argentina. I'm thinking, fuck off. You know, like, don't, suddenly it's like they want to false pretend that football's, it is important to us, but it's not important to the rest of the world. That pisses me off. Shame. I'm expecting a goodie now.
The first one's a bit, it's a bit serious, really, building on you. My hate of the week is journalists at the World Cup, funny enough. Like, and this is not making any judgments. Like, and I've got friends that have gone to support Wales and England, and, you know, like, good luck to them seeing their teams. But for all, like, there's a lot of journalists that have justified going, and I've been ranting at them on Twitter just to make me feel better. But they've kind of, like, they say, oh, we've got to go and report on the issues. But then if you know, after they put one sticky tweet that calls out the kind of the human rights and workers' rights issues, as though that kind of token gesture tweet or article then justifies them every 2 minutes talking about Harry Kane's hamstring or, you know, fucking, you know, whatever. And it's just a saturation of football. And then the same journalists go and do a betting blog. You know, I've got no problems with these things, but it's just the kind of insincerity of, like, preaching about it up front and then going and basically having a beano. That's what they're having. And I kind of, like, I've got no problems with them going to have the beano if they're just honest about it and don't do all the preaching beforehand. So that, it's just that hypocrisy that winds me up. So that
you could almost predict, though, that it would be like the first monologue and then that's it. That's done now.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. That's it, covered. And now let's go to, you know, like, nonsense. I've watched them, but I've avoided all the other nonsense. As soon as, like, the whole thing, I mean, like, anyone who questions our podcast, I just listened to Martin Keown for 90 minutes there. I thought, Jesus Christ, Jermaine Genius, it's like, oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
And then, and refs in studios, what's that all about? Yeah. It's just, like,
what I don't understand is, like, and I very rarely watch it. It's not something I'd watch, but occasionally, like, you flick the telly on, is it the, what's the evening thing on BBC? The One Show, is it? Like,
yeah, Genius does that as well.
It's either Jermaine Genius or Ronan Keith. Where the fuck? Like, there's probably poor fuckers that have gone through all of, like, the journalistic presenting things and to see themselves get ousted by a boyzone singer.
I'm sure you've mentioned this before as your hate of the week. It's like, I've
mentioned that before, it's totally true. You know,
Have you got a Pret subscription, Nick?
I do have a Pret subscription, actually. I'm not hating it.
Is it the basket you hate?
It's not the basket it's a hate this week. I mean, I just find that they're odd in Pret, to be honest, aren't they? Let's be honest. Like, who's putting nine sandwiches in a bag and then taking it to the till?
Let it go, Nick. Let it go. Exactly. Please, let it go.
Not my hate of the week this week has really irritated me. It's happened to me on Monday to Thursday. It didn't happen to me this morning, but Monday to Thursday. And it's never really bothered me that much. But you know those self-scan machines that you get, like Tesco and Sainsbury's, that you can go into? And at the end of it, it always says, like, you know, if you finish with your transaction, do you want a receipt? And it says yes or no. And just click it. Just click it. Because it sets it up ready for the next fucking customer to come in. And if you don't, I have to walk up there and I have to press no and wait 15 seconds for it to go, thank you for shopping at Tesco. Please do not forget. And someone's just walking off and I'm left stood there looking at it thinking, you could just press it. Just press it. It's common courtesy. And I think that's the number one way you can spot Tory.
Can I say something?
They also video you now. So like this, they have a screen. I know what I look like. You don't need to show me. And there's no real person there anyway. So you're watching me on video. That's what, a robot, AI, watching us shop? Go away.
It's reality TV. It's basically like Gogglebox, Barney. So I don't know why you complain when people watch that.
But just stare at it.
Yeah, don't they?
What's he doing? What's that bald tosser doing?
Gogglebox. Oh, I'm going to defend, like, if I was judged now, if it's like that room 101, I wouldn't accept Nick's because even though like I'm against the self-serve things, but like I don't know if this video or not, but for the benefit, you know, he just has to go like that. He just has to touch the screen. You know, it's like it's as simple as that. Like some
gotta wait though.
A pensioner that's not familiar with the technology just forgets, doesn't know what's going on, and walks off.
I think that's great coming from somebody who can't take his coin out the trolley.
No, but that was an actual fix where they've shortened the chain so you can't get it out.
It's not the old age pensioner behind Nick. We have all turned into old age pensioners of our own. Right, Coggy, then Kieran, what's yours?
Right, I would just like to say that thing about what Nick's saying about I always do the yes or the no. I didn't realise that there could be people behind me that would be pissed off if I didn't. So in future, in the hope that Nick's behind me, I'm not going to do anything.
You're more contrary than Nick is, Coggy.
My hate of the week is basically following on from Shane in many ways, and it's Gary Neville. I mean, I had a downer on Neville when he said his testimonial money was going to go for a supporters club, and he built a fucking expensive hotel football ripping supporters off. But then he's saying the reason I'm going to Qatar is I can speak out about the issues, and he's done none of that, none of it at all. So, my hate of the week is Gary Neville.
I wouldn't go. It's like the Bex thing. I don't hate him, but I'm deeply disappointed. Disappointed. Not that they wouldn't give a toss, but I just think Bex doesn't need to do that. And Bex is turning into, I don't know what he's turning into. His face is turning into Simon Cowell slowly, which is like this. Ridiculous, but it's like the royalty all sitting on thrones. Don't they realise how I don't know what the word would be, inappropriate that is, and Infantino or whatever sitting on a throne. It's like explain. Show me FIFA in one picture, Alexa. What's your hate of the week, Kieran?
I agree with the Neville one as well, and I think actually you draw on that contrast between him and Beckham. It jars all the more because he's obviously looking to move into politics, and it's such a short-sighted, stupid move from Neville, I think. But anyway, my one's, I'm going to stick to football. I was watching the Brazil game earlier, and there's something that's really fucking me off at the moment, is that when players go over with usually really weak challenges, going over and then grabbing the ball before the whistle's gone, with the hand, it drives me up the fucking wall. And it happens every game. And I think I've only watched one ref ever pull out a yellow for it. It's unbelievable.
I've moaned to Nick repeatedly, but the one that does my head in is at United, it happens everywhere, is where the defender's just protecting the ball and the attacker does nothing, but the defender goes down and then more automatically, know, it's a free when it isn't. And that just winds me up. I will say the Neville thing, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not going to, because, you know, he's helped us out. I'm not going to say, I think he shouldn't have gone, you know, and it was right to call him out. I will say, as we all are, we're all complicated, I can't even say it, individuals that he, you know, when he didn't have to, he gave Red News time out of nowhere. When, as we're finding right now, when we're asking people, especially where the Waters are, the Glazers are, we'll leave it a few months, you know, you find it impossible as a fanzine that is protesting out of its origins to get people tracked down. I'm going to say one lot, please, if you can, this will be released after the walk, but it's not just me, it's Shane last week, it's Nathan, it's John, it's Nick, all doing things. And I'm going to walk 30K and people say, oh, it's not that much, fucking look at me and try it. So if you can, it's going to a great cause. And I really, mind tell us what it does. And I appreciate everyone who has. And also on the mag, the last thing, it's really humbling. Look, there obviously isn't, you know, hopefully we've got a couple more years in us, but if things carry on as they are, and the problem is it's not we were prepared for it, the eventualities, it's suddenly when a couple of things come in, costs, boring stuff, that they suddenly go, oh no, it's gone up this now, not like even preparing you in a month or two. And it's like, we are just facing the perfect storm, like everyone is, and we're not important. But if you do, and you are able, it's all you're getting a fridge magnet, that's all I'm asking. You get something in return for the cost of a price, and it helps us out at Christmas. And we're only out every 2 months. So that's the last thing. So any other comments generally? Are we all excited for Christmas? I am.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. We haven't got any turkeys. Yeah. We can't heat the house. We have to turn the lights off. We can have them on for 10 minutes a day. But apart from that,
yeah, but I've got these.
He's got the weight. Oh,
I've got the wafers, Nick.
Right, we are going to do then, because Bev, basically a party of one, Bev loves Play Your Caps Right, which should be appearances, and it's back for, is it his third incarnation?
It is, yes.
Nick is so excited, he's waited. And then we're going to do
play, what about Play Your Apps Right? Apps Right, then, if it's
you see.
I tell you it's not just the technical expertise, but you know what I mean? All the creative stuff.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, bang on. There we go. You've
actually got...
For the benefit of the listener, yeah, he's got proper cards there. Laminated as well.
A4 laminated cards. I dread to think what you laminate, Nick.
It's on video. So I'll pop them down here.
It's lucky your missus is out, Nick. Otherwise, she'd come down and go, what the fuck are you doing?
I printed off a Bruce Forsyth mask before, and the wife went, why have you printed it off? You didn't need the chin bit. I thought, look, you cheeky bastard. Anyway, it's nice to see you.
Nice.
Let's leave it on. Nice. Right, so today we're going to do it a little bit differently. I've not done it on appearances because of, I was previously requested last time, quote unquote, we should mix it up a little bit. So that's what I've done.
Ooh.
So I've done it on goals this time. So it's still going to be higher or lower or fewer, as we've been commented on in the past.
Coggy's going to say it.
What's this called now then, Nick? No, it's not caps. What's it called?
Well, I couldn't think of anything really witty about it, so we're still going to keep it as Player Caps Right, copy mark, you know, so it's still, you know, copyright and all the rest of it.
Coggy's going to ask it. Is it league goals or all goals?
All-time competition goals. No. So we're going to start off with there's 10 questions, but we're going to start off with the man on Shane's T-shirt, Eric Cantona, who scored a total
79.
Of 82 goals for Manchester United, according to the website I've used. So he scored 82. So this is your starting barometer, which is Eric Cantona.
So I'm guessing 82 then.
So the next question, well, 82 is your starting point, so you need a higher or lower number to go.
So I've got one out of one then.
Well, no, because that's the starting point. Jesus. So this is question
This doesn't need to be this difficult. It's very, very difficult.
That's just like one, didn't it?
You should have explained the rules to Barney last week.
Yeah, Christ. So the question is that higher or lower than the Frenchman in the picture of Anthony Martial?
Ooh.
Higher or lower? Mm. Is it higher or lower? Eric Cantona or Anthony Martial? Higher or lower?
Is Martial higher? Martial's lower.
I think Martial's higher.
I think.
Oh, sorry. Higher. Excuse me. Sorry, I think Martial's lower than Eric. Yeah, lower.
Yeah.
So, I'm going higher.
I think Martial's lower. That's trying to make some.
Is this goals for United or just everyone?
Yeah, it's goals for United. Of course, goals for United. Saturday, it was everything else, wouldn't
hell.
It? Jesus Christ. So the correct answer is higher. Anthony Martial scored 83 goals for Manchester.
Some 2 out of 2, right.
Then. So he's higher. Moving on to the next one here, of number question two. Is it higher or lower than the man at the Red News dinner earlier on this year, Sammy McElroy?
Sammy Mac.
Ooh. As my mum once used to sing, Sammy Mac, when are you coming back, to the Jimmy Mac theme tune, apparently. I'll leave that one with you. But is that higher or lower than Anthony Martial's 83? What are we going for?
I'm going lower.
Lower.
Yeah, I'm going to go higher just for longevity, but yeah, higher.
I'm going to have to go with the old geezers on this one and say lower. No,
you'd be correct here and stick with the old boys. It was 71 for Sammy McElroy. Question
three out of three.
Question three, is that higher or lower than the only player for United from Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Dwight York?
Once
a blonde star, loved a goal, but did he love goals more than Sammy McElroy? That's the question.
Oh, York's much higher.
I'd go higher, yeah.
Higher.
I would think.
Kieran's
higher. Higher, yeah.
Four for higher. You're all wrong. He scored 66 for Manchester United. It was lower.
Surely the Dwight York moment is you do get something for a pair in this game.
Question four. Who've we got on here? Who's this person here? Can you make him out?
Don't get touchy, Coggy.
Gordon Hill. It's Gordon.
Gordon Hill. Correct, Coggy. Correct. But is that higher or lower than Dwight York's 66?
Lower.
Yeah, I'd go lower.
Shane?
I was going to let Coggy go first.
I've said lower. I'm gone.
I'll go higher just to mix it up. I don't know.
Lower. 51 goals for Gordon Hill. But the question is now,
What question is this now?
This is question five.
Okay.
What the crowd want to know is that higher or lower than Man United's favourite Portuguese player, Bruno Fernandes?
Oh, he's higher, surely.
Bruno Fernandes, higher or lower than Gordon Hill? What are they going for, team?
Higher.
I don't think Bruno scored.
No, I think Bruno is lower. I think
Bruno lower.
I'd say lower.
53 higher. Bruno Fernandes. He's got two more. Two more than Gordon Hill.
This is definitely. You've definitely slipped Barney the fucking answers before, haven't you?
I've not. I literally did these last minute as well. If you can't tell by the production of these King of Hearts cards, but Bruno Fernandes on 53 goals. Is that higher or lower than this man here, Teddy Bex. Sheringham?
Oh, Sheringham, I'm terrible.
Teddy.
I mean, the picture are great, so I will let you know.
I'd say lower.
Higher or lower than Bruno Fernandes?
I'm going to go lower.
I'm going to go higher.
I'm going with Kieran higher, marginally higher.
It's close, but it's lower. 46 for Teddy Sheringham.
5 out of 6.
Number 7. Is it Teddy Sheringham higher or lower than Joe Jordan, featuring no teeth?
You know, Jordan didn't score as many goals as a striker should have done, to be honest. I'm going to go lower.
That might be a just. I'm going to go higher, but just.
I'm going to go lower, just.
I feel bad hanging back for the lads who've seen him play.
You're not very rare, have you, Kieran?
I'm buying the eight ball. I'll go lower.
It is lower. It was 41 compared to Teddy Sheringham's 46. So we're at 41 goals. But is that more or less than Billy Whelan? Billy Whelan. That's a question for you. Coggy, you'll be able to tell us you saw every game from him.
I wish I had, mate. I wish I'd have seen that.
I'm going to go lower, I think.
I'm going to go lower.
I would think lower.
I'm going to go.
No, Jordan was on 41.
I'm going to go higher.
We all gone? It was higher, Coggy, correct. He scored 52 goals for Manchester United.
Fair play, Billy Whelan.
We're on to the final two. Is that Billy Whelan, 52? Is Dimitar Berbatov?
No, lower
than Billy Whelan. This is him carting away after his superb hat-trick against the Scouts.
You think But the thing is, if you can score like 10 goals in the League Cup, can't you, over a course of a couple of seasons? So
I'm going to go Berbatov higher, so I can't be accused of copying him. He won a golden boot, didn't he? I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Shane. Higher, was then. That in a place of
all Shane's twisted me the other way. Higher.
I'm going to go lower.
Coggy, with the way Nick jumped in with, yeah, he did, Shane, he won the golden boot, I'm going lower.
Yeah. That's a sort of snide thing Nick would do. Like, go and ask her to dance, Jane. Go and ask her to dance, knowing full well she's already told him. Do you think I'm a fucking weapon? Like,
Well, you know what, Shane? I was trying to want to help you out there, so that says more about you than anybody else. Because it was actually higher. Dimitar Berbatov's from 56 compared to Billy Whelan's 52. Right. And finally,
I'll tell you what, Nick, this is brilliant, this game.
Yeah. He can play it with you every euro away now, Shane.
Is that Chicharito?
Chicharito.
Oh, higher. I like him.
He's lower. I like Chicharito is lower.
I've asked him for an interview. He hasn't replied.
Very, very close, may I remind you.
Chicharito is lower than Berbatov.
Okay. Higher. Kieran Coggy.
Definitely higher.
I'm going to go with Barney on this, higher.
No,
definitely higher.
Kieran's working out.
I think he's lower. I think he's lower.
Chicharito's higher. 59 goals. 59
7 out of 10. Not bad.
So,
had a shocker.
How did we do?
Hello, Bruce.
Both of you are brilliant.
He start dancing now.
Okay, your sidekick Nick was shit, but Bruce and you were good.
Yeah.
That was probably the best one yet. I've got a very low bar. Yeah, I will say, don't tell me because I've taped it. And when I say taped it, everyone goes, it's not called taping anymore. But Lisandro Martinez, I love him already. He's snarling. And the thing is, I just have that. He could go Madrid in a couple of years or go somewhere or kick off. But for now, enjoy him while we can. We've got an actual centre half who looks like a bastard. Right. Do you want my quiz quickly? It's on the coattails of Nick's. But I thought last night I'll do a quick one, a very quick quiz. Right. Pen and paper ready, lads?
Just a minute. I'm glad
almost
you advised.
Certainly not.
But, you remember when Ben said, do we need any prep for tomorrow? And Barney didn't bother telling us.
Sorry. This was literally as I was going to bed last night.
He did say pen and paper earlier, but on a personal level,
my Sjogren's hasn't been great this year, so I'm kept up at night, ridiculous levels. So this is what I was doing when I couldn't sleep last night. If anyone has a cure for insomnia that doesn't involve going to people in pubs and buying drugs off them, can you please send them in, because I'm having a nightmare at the moment. Right.
I'm only on that, somebody I know recommends these stories that you listen to. It's called
Red News Podcast.
No, honestly, it's supposed to be really good.
Send it, Coggy. I'll
find out what it is,
As long as it doesn't leave me in a gutter somewhere like I'm in my 20s, I will try anything. Right. So he's been here 12 seasons, believe it or not. How many league appearances has Phil Jones made for United? And if you're in a 10, you get a point. It's 10 questions.
Oh, Jesus.
League appearances, Phil Jones, 12 seasons. Poor sod, 12. Bonkers, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm going to go, I'm going to brave it.
I'll say it, and you tell me if anyone... It's six in the last four seasons, which says the contract renewal and how just play somewhere else and get fit. It's 169. Anyone within 10?
No. No. 135.
Yeah, I don't
probably get this one. What was... I'll say them after each one. That'll make it writing down people at home for the two listening. Bev, we love you. Have a good Christmas, your family. Shout outs to everyone who's ever listened to this. I love you all. We love you all. Name the 1979 United Cup song. Easy for Coggy.
It's not my song.
I think I could sing it, actually.
Onward, Sexton Soldiers. Marching. Right. Eric played in 9 Manchester derbies. How many did he win? My Eric. He won 8 out of 9.
I got seven.
How many goals did he score in those 9 derbies?
I think it's 6.
The clue is Eric.
Seven.
Seven.
I did buy seven. Yeah.
Who did we sell Paul Parker to? Or who did he join next if it was a freebie? Sorry, the research is usual. Shit standards, did we get a fee from?
Was it QPR?
No, that's who we got. Oh, yeah, bought from QPR. Derby.
Okay.
Derby. He played a few and then it just drifted as his ankle had gone. And how many league goals did Steve Bruce score in that 1991 season?
Oh,
league goals.
In 91? What a hero.
The 1991 where he took the penalties. Rotterdam.
I think it was... Sit down. Can I go?
Yeah.
I think it was 20, wasn't it? Wasn't it something ridiculous?
It was 20 in total. Sorry, it's 19 in total, but how many league goals?
I actually put 19. Do I get nothing for that?
No, fair play. You get a half point.
Stop changing the rules, Barney. You said fucking
there are no rules. Right?
Toggy, you're going in and out, mate. We can't really hear you.
13.
I think you're favouring your southern mate there. 13
league goals. How many?
Do I get 2 points for that, Barney? Because I was exact.
You can take the half point that I gave Shane. How many league appearances did Dennis Irwin make for United within 10?
League appearances.
League appearances. I prefer none of this Knicks all time because it's too easy. It is. Anyone guess?
I'm going to say 525.
I got 427.
I got 42.
385.
I got 42.
Oh, Nick was closest. 368 league appearances.
Oh, come on.
Can I have a who was the ref who sent Roy Keane off against Haaland? So 20 years later, they'd fuck us over so we wouldn't sign his son.
it's got to be Ellery, surely.
It was Ellery. How many feet did Sir Alex say the European Cup was away from the players in his pep talk during the 1999 final? How many feet? Easy one, that.
Six.
Ten.
Who did Fergie say about that lad must have been born offside?
The big lad. Pete Banzaghi, isn't it?
Yeah. God, Kieran. Oh. You should come on more often. Kieran. Bloody hell.
Yeah, like, I just want to say that, Kieran.
Now you've said it. Knowing about United
and football is a precursor to no...
I missed that. What was the answer?
Inzaghi.
Okay. You keep getting these questions right, Kieran. You're not coming back on here again.
The shame of this is Kieran's clearly not only the best at this quiz. You've been the most rounded in terms of views and opinions and stuff. It's like you're kind of...
Shane will be hugging you on a next time we see you in a pub. You won't get rid of him. Right, who scored the last goal for United under David Moyes?
Fellaini.
Oh, Rooney.
It was that Goodison, wasn't it? I think
that was the last game, but we didn't score that day. We didn't score.
Of course,
so who scored the last? Now, three of you were there and went absolutely ballistic, saying they will never take that 59 seconds away from you.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's given me the clue. It was Evra.
Yeah. Evra at Bayern. But
the best thing about that, I was next to a guy trying to get a flare going because he was celebrating. Yeah. And by the time he'd lit his flare, they'd equalised and he just stood there holding a flare, just looking very dejected as I was going out.
Was that the last goal? Bloody hell.
That was the last goal because we had a break, an international break, then Evra.
Oh, yeah.
So it was rumbling on. But the mad thing is, the last league goal was Adnan, the league game before Everton, which was Newcastle, and we won 2-4 goals on the trot. And you think, we should have kept him. That's a joke. We shouldn't have kept David Moyes. But it'll always go. If you see him one day, you'll go. But the last two before that, forget about Everton. The two before that, we scored 4 goals and we were rampant. Right. I've been doing some ticket stubs. And you see the Fenerbahce and just a random, because there's one lad who said more random stories. Fenerbahce went 3 nights. Istanbul was fantastic. But the whole trip was so, so moody. It was just like, if you literally did one thing wrong, the whole trip could take another thing. And then you get in and we've got a coach and one of the Cockney Reds had organised a coach. There were 50 of us. And the UK spotters then got on and said, look, any of you do anything, they're going to nick you. Any of you do this, do that, do this. And it was a long line, and we get the point. While there's about 3,000 people outside going like cutting gestures, then they say, we've negotiated your own entrance, but you're unofficial. You're not on the official trip. So you've got to go through this gate. That's your gate. Don't go through any other gate. That will take you into the United bit. So we go through it. And what it was, yes, it was our turnstile, but it just went into the home end with everyone else. So everyone who'd literally been threatening us, we went through this gate thinking, yeah, we're all right now. And it was like, oh, I've just seen you outside threatening me. So then we get into the bit and they turn off all the lights and then they start singing, we will rock you and then we will fuck you. And they light all these newspapers, turn the lights off. And then the DJ or the Alan Keegan was riling the fans up. And word of legend is it took Bobby Charlton to go in and say, turn the fucker off. That's against UEFA rules. So that was a mad trip. Right. We've done an hour, haven't we? Thanks for this, Kieran, and making it a bit more professional. I hope the sound comes out all right for everyone. I don't want to take the piss. You can't do it all the time, but it's nice for the special ones. Please, please, more important than Red News is please support the Mind. If you have a few pennies, even 50p goes to a great cause. And if you then can support the Mind, please do. But thanks to everyone. We're going to do another. We'll do one at Burnley, but we're going to do an end of year one as well. But to all of the lads to come on, I miss United. And like for all the moans about what United are doing about the members and what these awful people are going to do profiteering, United is so special, and you realise it when you miss it so much. I'm just desperate to see everyone at Burnley, and we'll moan about the travel and Avanti, but it's such a fundamental part of our lives. So thanks to everyone. Have you got any last Christmas wishes, anyone? Mistletoe and wine?
I just want to echo the giddiness for Burnley. Like, it's just brilliant that we've got that game before Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's a real bonus. So I'm looking forward to having a pint.
It's nice to see you on UK soil for about a minute, Coggy, with your gallivanting, as they call it.
Yeah, I've done a bit of travelling this year.
No, good, fair fucks. Well deserved.
But can I just say, Tuesday night's the big one.
Bolton.
Under-21s.
Taking loads.
Yeah, I think we sold our allocation about 1,200 tickets, something like that.
Brilliant.
Got one special if he can get off work, but, you know, since he inquired about it, he's not bothered contacting me.
Farrell's loved the band once more and more.
I'll be able to get that off, Coggy, to be fair.
Yeah. What's your favourite Christmas song?
Mine's Fairy Tale of New York.
Oh, yeah. Shane, without a shadow of a doubt. What's your second favourite song?
Fairy Tale of New York. This is a bit of a wild card, really. For some reason, I like childishly dancing round to the embarrassment of my kids. It's the Spanish one, is it? Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, that's good.
Feliz Navidad. It's a bit immature, but I like it. Sorry, that was. I keep forgetting this is being kind of filmed or recorded. I look like some sort of. I'm not part of, like, I like that one. It's a catchy one. And I also like
this is exactly who we are, Shane. We're not high. This is exactly.
And I like the John Lennon one as well. It's a bit of a.
Yeah, they all heeded Give Peace a Chance. We haven't had any wars since we sang that.
War will be over.
Who's the rock group from.
Never fucking trust a Scouser. That's a lesson.
Slade.
No, from East Anglia. Bloody Slade. They're from the Black Country.
Oh, The Darkness.
Yeah, The Darkness. Love
The
Wurzels.
The Wurzels.
You need to improve on your geography of England, mate.
Nick.
Bing Crosby, Melly Kalicky Maka.
Yeah.
The best Christmas song. No question. Undoubtedly the best Christmas song. It's perfectly featured in Chevy Chase's Christmas Vacation, which is also my favourite Christmas film.
I thought you've watched Love Actually like 400 times every year.
It's my favourite Christmas film, though. I mean, Christmas Vacation.
It every year.
Yeah, I watch Christmas Vacation and White Christmas every year, though, as well. I just don't talk about it as much. I just know that Love Actually annoys you lot. That's why you hear from me all the time.
Because Andrew Lincoln, you'll see tomorrow, I've done a cheesy video. I will do a cheesy video, but Andrew Lincoln's creepy. Oh, can I?
What is that about?
I can't believe
this is a part of a rom-com. It's the snidest thing.
You're my best mate. And with things going, I love you truly, but that's all right. Yeah, have a good Christmas. See you later.
There's a lot wrong with that film. We could do a whole podcast putting that film apart. I can tell you, it's full of...
But Nick loves it. I love the way suddenly, I watch it every year, we watch it on the same day, we have this and that. Oh no, I don't really like it. Now you tell us.
I just wouldn't...
you just asked me, and I was just saying about my favourite Christmas film. I like it. Doesn't mean it's
Planes,
my favorite.
Trains, and Automobiles, surely. But that's Thanksgiving. But we can include it. It's got that's snow.
That's a good film.
Just going back and turning up at your mate's house and because you fancy his wife. I did that 2 years ago and forgot they had one of those Ring doorbells. I didn't really.
You're here all night, Coggies.
Didn't me.
Right, have we got anything to? I don't think Christmas films are great. I always look for a good comedy that someone will. I do like Stevie Wonder's "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas." I think.
Oh, I love the Home Alone. I love the Home Alone. So it was good crack. I'm actually off to New York for Christmas. Yeah, but it's a generational thing. I think. Like I was sort of 5 or 6, whatever.
It's a bit creepy as well. No. I've just left your kids at house. I just got on a plane and didn't realise I have kids. I mean, David Cameron did it.
Can I just say, if that had been a woman in a council house in Yorkshire, she'd have been arrested for neglect. Yet they can make 3 films of it.
I don't think Hollywood would have allowed that one to go. We're talking waffle.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's an amazing film. A Barney doesn't like it.
Yeah. Scrooge. Elf is a load of shit, though.
Yeah, and you have to remember a couple of Christmas ago during lockdown, like Barney more or less put pressure on me to sort of say, what's the film Elf with Albert and Chloe? And then basically was texting me more or less, falling short of actually saying it, saying like, this is my favourite day of the year and you've just fucked it over, basically.
Shane, on that drunken, it's I think we did a film. Podcast, said it's one of the greatest films of all time. And I thought, I'll give it a go. And I was
brilliant.
Yeah. Elf. What?
Elf. Yeah. Elf is brilliant. Yeah. Christmas film. It's one of the best
Christmas films
ever.
Go. It's good.
It's like
It's
like Fred. You can do with it, but you can definitely do without it.
Can I make a confession, Shane?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
No, done.
Yeah. I've never seen the end of it as well.
Yeah, but Gomorrah's good, but people saying Gomorrah's the greatest series ever. I'm smashing it now. I'm watching it most nights. And it's like, there's no humour. It's just relentless.
Yeah, that's the difference between that and Sopranos, I think. Sopranos is one of the funniest you'll ever see as well.
Yeah, but someone said it's real life. I don't want real life.
Yeah, but don't be comparing Gomorrah to Elf. People that have to fucking themselves. It's not the same.
Yeah, one of them is a horrifying.
It's not a good relativity test.
That's why we don't review TV and film.
What about A Muppet's Christmas Carol?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's good.
Michael Caine throughout. Last question.
Barney, before you go, I've bought you like presents, not you, Kieran, unfortunately. But I bought, can I just go and get them?
Merry Christmas, Coggy. Cheers.
Yeah, What's Coggy got? Well, I will say, in this meantime, Kieran, then Shane, then Nick, what have you missed most about United? And that has been proved with the World Cup or whatever.
Do you know what I've missed is there was that sense just before the break that there was a real resilience there. To the squad, to the side, like there was a real
I actually sensed that you were a bit cynical, Barney, as I got up to go and get these. So I'm a bit disappointed with you, but
sorry, anyway, Coggy.
So there's two books. One of them is for the Manchester contingent, and the other is for the London contingent. Can I get rid of this stupid background I've got?
Oh, you're not there.
We thought you were on a beach in the Caribbean.
Yes. I can't. Anyway, so...
His bird's fine now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you should have seen the fruit bats in Mauritius. They're absolutely incredible. So, basically, for the Northern boys, so that includes Nick, Ben and Nathan, it's called the Manchester Treasure Hunt.
Oh.
Okay.
It's gone.
Push it forward a bit. Yeah, there you go.
Can you see that?
Yeah,
Cog has disappeared now.
Yeah. Where have you gone?
Just keep it there, mate.
So
is that the Bermuda Triangle you're in?
Yeah. So basically, it's a book.
It's fucking Bill Daniels! Christmas special. Hey.
Sing. David Blaine would earn a sellout.
What would you rather have, me or the book? Come on, be honest.
Fucking hell.
Well, we've got neither.
So this is Manchester. It's called the Manchester Treasure Hunt. And basically, you're given clues to go to various places. And there's many pubs to stop off at and have a drink. So it's quite detailed. It'll take half a day. So it's the Manchester one for the Northern reprobates. And for the South, I've got one for London.
No, I'm deeply touched, Coggy. Right.
Well, he should be. The fucking cost me £15 each.
Bloody hell.
So anyway, these are the presents. All I need is your address, your telephone number, and your bank details. I'll send them to you.
So Kieran was saying what he's missed the most. So after
that. Missed
the most. Yeah.
About United.
Sorry, me, Brian, is it?
Yeah.
No, it was just that resilience, really, as I was saying. Like, there was that sense that we've just been picking up this. We've sort of been we've resolved whatever the mental blockage that we had for the last sort of 12, 18 months was. And we're starting to get a bit of hardness about it as well. And I think it's no coincidence you got people like Lissandro and Casemiro coming in and just adding that sort of bastardness to the side again. I love to see it. And then you just got the cool intelligence of someone like Eriksen. I just love it.
But Ten Hag, it might have done him, you know, this, what Tomane was saying. I know they come out with a lot of platitudes, but he's done. Eric's met a few Reds today, and I've had a couple of photos sent me at the team hotel. It's quite relaxed, but they're saying we're doing a lot. So I hope that we won't stutter. Well, we're going to have downsides, but we won't stutter because he's actually had another month. And especially, as McTominay said, for the kids, it's like, if they are going to come through, they've had a month now that they wouldn't have had. I will say the one thing from the World Cup is I don't really, you know, care, whatever. So it's nice watching football where you don't care about a result and you can just watch it and seeing the fans. But I miss that, not just the people, but like that Garnaccio, like football that matters. You know, I think just where you care, like, please let us beat Burnley. And it's a month where, yeah, people, you know, and everyone else gets carried away. But it's sort of like you take a step back if you're a proper club over country where you go, yeah, but it's not United, is it? And that's what I miss, the not United. Shane?
Yeah, exactly the same really as both, you know, Kieran said about, you know, I've got on about the lack of mental resilience in the side and it's great to see that come in. And with you, Buddy, I totally agree that whatever other football you watch, it reminds you that United is totally different from my perspective. And unfortunately, I didn't have a ticket for Fulham away, but, you know, luckily, like Chelsea away, it was just an equaliser. But that last minute goal, Casemiro scored, you know, I was with Connor, my lad. And you think, like, in that moment, it feels as though that goal is everything. Like, you know, and there's a lot of crap in life and there's a lot of stuff that distracts us. You know, I'm relatively lucky, but, you know, you're always on your mind. There's money or work or whatever. And for that moment, everything, nothing else matters. And I think that's what I miss. United brings that nothing in the world matters to me in that moment. And it's great to, you know, I'm lucky to go with my son, so I get to see that. And the other thing I've really missed is, and I'm not a great fan of full-on roll-neck jumpers. I don't mind the little zip ones. But I've really missed Eric's roll necks. Like, there's me and I mentioned Withenshaw Tom, who, like, we often message each other, and we both comment on, like, when he comes out, we comment on the roll neck. Is it roll neck or what's the? Is it the correct thing? Roll neck jumpers.
Well, it depends how high the neck it is.
Okay, we talk. It's not a turtleneck. It's a roll neck, is it? We talk about those more than the football. Like, they're incredible.
I couldn't
tell
you what I'm wearing at a game, let alone what a manager's wearing.
No, his roll necks. Did I say roll neck at the start? Have I said what I meant was roll necks? They're incredible.
You've literally used every terminology there is for the fuckers, I think, Shane.
Well, what I meant was roll necks. Yeah. You might have to get out the polo, Kieran.
Right. Coggy, what have you missed?
I think just going on about what Kieran and Jane said, it's that togetherness that the United squad has without Ronaldo. I mean, I don't think we'd have scored that equaliser against Fulham if Ronaldo had been on the pitch. And I think all our comebacks and good performances have been without him. And that's why I'm happy he's leaving, because I think that, you know, we've got a squad that will fight for each other. And like, you know, somebody said earlier, Martinez has helped that fighting spirit. And I just think that, you know, we've got that togetherness now as a squad. Now that Ronaldo's gone, you know, and naturally I miss, you know, going to the match and meeting up with people and, you know, even Nick for that matter.
Let's win a fucking trophy though, because you think the season's so batshit. We've got so many games, but we are in three. Beat Everton, a lot of teams will go out. Beat Burnley, and you're in the quarters, you know. So, Nick?
One thing that I haven't missed is selling in the freezing cold this week. You look at the weather this week, dear me, like, I don't want to be outside in that day selling, that's a nightmare. One thing that I have missed is a little byproduct of the World Cup, which I wasn't expecting, is there's a Liverpool fan at work who's proper Scouser, you know, from Croxteth, and he's a massive Liverpool fan. I'm not particularly bothered about who wins the World Cup. I'm not overly anti-English, but I'd quite like them not to win the World Cup. Just that personal preference. Probably like many United fans. And we've got this like mutual alliance of not wanting England to win the World Cup, and we're on our own in the office at work. And I don't like being on the same agreement with him about football, about anything. And I miss hating him, and I miss coming into work every morning, just wanting to give him some absolute abuse, just about something. Funnily enough, quick tangent, we did a GDPR course, cyber security course yesterday at work. And this is quite funny. It was about the most common passwords. If you've got these common passwords, you need to change them. And it come up when it said like sports teams are the most common thing that you can have as your password. And we joked, didn't we, the other week, as Ben changed Garnaccio to his work password. And it made me laugh. And the most common password out of all sports teams in the whole of the UK right now is just the word Liverpool. That's the most common. An estimated 280,000 people have that password. And this was literally yesterday. And this is what got me thinking about how much I miss this. And it said underneath it, the next one down was Man United at 59,000 people that have got this password. And I said, hey, you see that, Dan? I said, that shows you there that United fans are smarter than the Scousers, because we're not stupid to have a common password like you are. And I just thought, and we both laughed, and I went, fucking hell, we've not taken the piss out of each other for 3 weeks, have we? Because we've just had this mutual alliance of just wanting England to get beat every game. So yeah,
I like the fact that Ben's password confession means he's been locked out of the podcast. It's worked well. Right, we better call it a day. Thanks everyone. We're going to do one from Burnley, but if this is the last time one you listen to, have a good Christmas. I know it's a bit different, but try and find whatever a buzz wherever you can, a happiness. And I hope you and yours are all right. And last plug, support the Mind campaign if you can. And the new mag, we got a lovely picture of the United end at Chelsea for that moment, and the lad explaining, so it's quite a good one. Right, cheers, Kieran, for making this, and we're done, aren't we? Cheers, lads. Thanks for this. And Cobby, thanks for a nice present. That's cheers. The spirit of Christmas. You got it.
No, you all took the piss. You know what I mean? You all took the piss.
See you later, lads.
Appreciate you. See you later.